With many people still nervous about flying, some are finding other ways to travel, including the train. For much of the country, fast and efficient rail service remains more of a dream than a reality. Yet critics of the National Passenger Rail Service, Amtrak, say it should be abolished. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
More people began taking Amtrak trains after September 11th, at least in the Northeast, but nationwide, ridership on the rail line is actually down from a year ago. And Amtrak continues to lose lots of money. The Amtrak Reform Council, which was created by Congress to oversee Amtrak, recently voted to recommend major changes. Tom Till, the group's executive director, says that was as it became increasingly apparent Amtrak wasn't working.
It made it clear that the institution that we've had in place to try to promote and operate rail passenger service over the last 30 years is not effective, and we need a new program structure.
Since its creation by Congress in 1971, Amtrak has received $25 billion in government subsidies, but has never turned a profit. Amtrak's dire financial situation became clear this past summer when the rail line announced it was mortgaging part of New York's Penn Station to cover $300 million in short-term operating expenses. Edward Hudgens is with the Cato Institute and recently co-authored a study calling for the privatization of rail service in the U.S.
Amtrak, unfortunately, is the government. Amtrak is answerable to politicians, and that indeed is a big part of the problem, is that Amtrak often makes decisions based on politics rather than based on market demand. Again, that's something that would go away if Amtrak were owned by private individuals.
Amtrak President George Warrington acknowledges things haven't gone as smoothly as he'd like. However, Warrington says government needs to decide what kind of rail service the country wants and whether it's willing to subsidize unprofitable train routes.
If it's a public service mission, operating subsidies need to be provided to support those basic services, number one. And number two, are we prepared to define a mission and then invest capital in assuring that train service is reliable and fast, competitive, and attractive?
Amtrak has had some successes, most notably the high-speed Acela passenger rail service that operates in the northeastern U.S. However, Bombardier, the supplier of the Acela trains, recently sued the rail line for $200 million, claiming Amtrak's delays in upgrading track have caused costly setbacks. At Washington's Union Station, passengers seem to like taking the train. Bob Bensinger was preparing to board an Acela train for New York. He said he doesn't see much difference between subsidizing rail and paying for other types of government transportation programs.
The thing with rail is that politically, it's this big lump that goes in one place, so it's really much more visible than, say, highways or what the airlines get.
Jake Halpern was on his way to New Jersey. He says he travels by train every couple of weeks. He says the government spends a lot to support passenger rail, but he thinks it's probably worth it.
This is something that's necessary for our country. I think people need different options to get around, and this is a great one. I mean, it's radio, you can't see, but there's lines a few hundred yards down the concourse here, and there's a reason for that.
Once again, the Reform Council and federal lawmakers will be looking at various proposals for fixing Amtrak. One might be placing another entity in charge of Amtrak's infrastructure, allowing Amtrak to concentrate on running trains. The Bush administration says it will release its own plan for passenger rail in January, a plan that may or may not include Amtrak. Amtrak's fate will ultimately rest with the Congress. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.